Marijuana cultivation is a lucrative business in Colorado. Since pot was legalized in the state 2 years ago, recreational and medical marijuana sales together bring in, on average, $100 million a month and have created thousands of new jobs. But there's also an unintended consequence. Growing marijuana has a large energy footprint, and that has state and local officials worried. Joining us now is Emily Backus, sustainability advisor at Denver's Department of Environmental Health. She's also co-chair of the Cannabis Sustainability Workgroup in Denver. Emily, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks so much for having me.
So first of all, I have my guesses, but tell us specifically, what is it about marijuana cultivation that's so energy intensive?
Yeah, so marijuana that's grown indoors is grown under high-intensity discharge lights. These are very powerful lights that use about 1,000 watts each. So these lights use quite a bit of energy, and then they also create a lot of heat. So a lot of air conditioning is required to keep the space cool and keep the plants at the ideal temperature.
So each of those lights is at least 10 times, if not more, like a standard household bulb.
Yes.
Right. Now, for a city like Denver, what does that mean for Denver's overall energy footprint?
In 2014, marijuana grow facilities represented about 2.2% of the electricity use in Denver. So this is a fairly small number compared to, say, commercial buildings, but it is statistically significant.
And how does this increase in energy consumption because of the marijuana cultivation square with Denver's overall goals for sustainability and energy use?
Yeah, that is a challenge, and it's why we're concerned. Denver has very ambitious energy and climate goals, and so that's why we're working with the marijuana industry to try to encourage some more energy-efficient practices so that they aren't creating a burden on meeting our goals.
I think you're being a little humble here, because I'm seeing that Denver's actually trying to cut fossil fuel consumption by 50% by the year 2020.
Yes, very ambitious.
Okay, so given that, is Denver trying to work with marijuana cultivators on bringing them into the plan for reducing fossil fuel consumption?
Yeah, so we brought together a group of stakeholders, including a number of members of the industry, and we're working on primarily on developing best management practices, and we'll be educating the industry to help them learn about what technologies and what practices they can pursue to reduce their energy consumption. And at the end of the day, the businesses that reduce their energy are the ones that are going to be successful, because it is such a huge cost. And often these businesses operate with very small margins.
I know that a lot of just regular households are trying to reduce energy consumption by retrofitting their lights to go from incandescent to LEDs, for example. So much lower wattage, and
yes,
the bulbs last for a lot longer, and they're cooler. I mean, could something like that work for marijuana cultivators?
Yes, that's actually one of the top technologies that we are looking at. LEDs have tremendous promise for this industry, and so it's making sure that the LEDs that they're selecting are good products and work for them, and just getting the implementation out there.
But I'm seeing here, though, that some growers don't necessarily like LEDs as an option because they're concerned that those lights won't produce the same potency in the plants that they need from their crops.
Yeah, this is a concern by many members of the industry, and it's primarily because there have been products sold in the past, and certainly there might be some today, that don't perform as expected or as promised. So that doesn't mean that LED is a bad technology. It's more about making sure that the products are right for this application.
Finally, Emily, of course, marijuana still isn't a legally recognized drug at the federal level, so there aren't going to be any federal incentives, as far as I can see, to help cities like Denver balance what you're trying to balance regarding sustainability efforts and marijuana cultivation. So, I mean, as far as you can see, is it up to municipal governments or utilities or state-level ideas and enterprise in order to make this all work?
Absolutely. The state, the cities, certainly the utilities are all important players, as are the industry associations, because they're the ones ultimately that are often educating the industry. And so, for example, here in Denver, our investor-owned utility, Xcel Energy, does offer rebates for energy efficiency projects, and they have rebated some lighting projects at marijuana facilities.
Well, Emily Backus, is sustainability advisor at Denver's Department of Environmental Health and co-chair of the Cannabis Sustainability Work Group in Denver. Pleasure to speak with you, Emily. Thank you so much for spending the time with us.
Thanks for having me.